join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight focused on the arts. Our first guest is Andrew Wunderschmidt, the producing artistic director of the famed Long Beach Playhouse. Welcome.
Thank you, Art. Thanks for having me.
The Playhouse has been around for over 80 years. I understand it's the oldest continually performing playhouse west of the Mississippi.
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
It does. and you do marvelous work with a low budget, and you've been running that now for over a year, I believe. And congratulations on what you've done there. And give us a sense of what the Playhouse is all about.
Well, it's a community theater in all manner of speaking. We have two stages. We have one that's a 99-seat and one that's a 200-seat. We produce 15 shows a year, and those are design positions, our director positions, our actors. They're all basically volunteers. They are all there to do it for the love of it. We have over 300 people come in through our door working at the theater a year.
It's a labor of love.
It is, absolutely. Yeah.
And you told me once that it was your dream as a kid to someday be involved in this playhouse.
It's true. Way back when I was a kid, I was playing with Legos, and I didn't realize I was building sets and writing plays at the time. And that's really been a focus of my life all the way through the years. I was bartending and waiting tables. You know, one day it'll happen.
And now you're kind of running the show there.
Yes.
And you've expanded the horizons of the Playhouse to make it a community space, not just a performing playhouse.
Absolutely. We do a lot of other things with our space, opening it up to the community. We have a gallery, an art gallery in our lobby that is not due to me. We've been doing that for many years. We've also opened up our studio space to local troops that don't have a space to perform. We call it our collaborative. This year we had seven different companies perform their shows, fully produce their shows on our stage. It's a real great success. It's super good for the community, the whole arts community in general.
And your arts organization is rare in that you actually own your facility with ample parking, which is a great asset.
Yeah. The building was bought by the company in 1951, and our main stage was built at that time. Since then, we've added, I've been around for 83 years. Yeah. I haven't been there that long. Sometimes it feels
like
that.
Our next guest has been here.
We'll ask him how it really went down. But at 67, we built our studio stage. In the 80s, we built the Solarium, which is where our art gallery is now. It's kind of like the Hogwarts of theater. We just keep building, adding to it. And you're right, it's really nice to own our own space.
Well, every time I go there, in part to see a show, in part to just distribute our magazines, which you're nice enough to distribute for us, there's always something happening. There's an energy there. I see little kids there taking acting lessons and doing stuff. There's a real wonderful quality there.
Well, thanks. That's why I love going to work.
Wearing another hat, besides being the producing artistic director, and also being an actor in your past life, you are now a director of the forthcoming production of Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes, I am. Very excited.
Tell us about
that
famous show.
Well, there's not much to tell. Boy meets girl, boy feeds girl to a man-eating plant. it's a story as old as time, really. it's a super fun show. You know, the movie that it's based on was filmed in 2 days by Roger Corman in 1962, I believe.
The master of
Roger Corman, So what we're doing on stage is we're doing an homage to him and his work, you know, along with obviously the brilliant script and music written based on that movie.
Well, I saw your recent production of The Graduate, which was just a home run. And,
thank you.
You put really good work together there.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot. I mean, I can only take credit for the hard work of all the people that we have there.
So the Little Shop of Horrors opens on May 25th and runs through June 22nd. Tickets are relatively moderately priced.
Yeah, cheaper than a movie if you're going to buy popcorn and a hot dog.
There you go. And what's your vision for the future of the Playhouse, Andrew?
I sure hope that we're still here for another 83 years. My vision for it is to continue to be an artistic hub in Long Beach, a place where the community can perform their art and to thrive that way. It's really hard to thrive that way as a nonprofit, as you know, but we have done it for 83 years and I plan on doing it for longer.
And I see increasingly an energy there and an acceptance by the community and a gravitational pull of people coming to the Playhouse that is kind of exciting to see.
It's really exciting. I come down on an opening night and the excitement level is crazy. As you know, being the honorary producer of one of our productions, you saw what it was like on an opening night and it's very exciting.
And you have a chance to meet the cast opening night after the production.
Yeah, you come down and you get to have champagne and hors d'oeuvres with them after the show.
You know, we interview a lot of actors from your Playhouse and from other companies in town, and it's amazing to me because they seem like relatively normal people when you sit and talk to them, and then they go on stage and they transform themselves.
Well, relatively is a relative term for sure. But yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea.
They can fake that.
Exactly. That's the whole idea of acting.
They fake regular human beings, but they're really not.
I'm doing it right now.
Well, congratulations and wishing you continued success and definitely go to see Little Shop of Horrors opening May 25th. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Art.
And coming right up, famed singer Leslie Gore. You won't want to miss that.
Supported by Edison International. Californians are getting to be old hands at year-round energy conservation. Part of our special awareness of the resources we all depend on, we're making the change to energy-efficient light bulbs, keeping warm-weather thermostats set to a comfortable 78 degrees, and giving major appliances the afternoon off. Because when it comes to energy conservation, it all adds up. Life, powered by Edison.
In today's world, everything's connected. From the workplaces that support us, to the homes that welcome us, to the trees and wildlife habitats that remind us how important our environment is. When a bird lands on a branch, and in the midst of a busy day, we stop to watch, it makes us realize we're all in the same boat. The Port of Long Beach welcomes this world with open arms, an environmental policy that's second to none, and a commitment to shaping a vibrant community. The Port of Long Beach, thinking outside the docks.
Hello, I'm Jessica Hardy, a proud Long Beach native and a member of the USA Swimming National Team. Having spent much of my life in water, I've developed a deep appreciation for the valuable role that this precious resource plays in our lives. In recent years, California's water supply has become unreliable. To address this reality, Long Beach residents have dramatically reduced their water use through permanent lifestyle changes. In doing so, Long Beach has made itself a leader in water conservation. As I work hard to achieve my personal goal of qualifying for the 2012 Summer Olympics, I encourage you to continue your tremendous efforts to use water in smart and responsible ways. So join me and your fellow Long Beach residents in strengthening the water conservation movement. By making small but significant changes in our water use habits, together we can ensure that we have a reliable water supply for many generations to come.